Welcome back, moms, to Mommy and Baby Care, episode 7. In today's episode, we'll be talking about baby care around the world. So what we'll be talking about is how our babies are like fed, treated around maybe like 3-4 countries. So there's many differences in each country. Like in the US, we feed them, we bathe them, we dress them up with like the onesies, and like in Namibia, they don't dress them up, they just wear like a small fabric in front of their private parts, and that's literally it. And then also women in Namibia, they let their breasts out, and versus here in the US where we cover everything. And also another example is that here in the US we let our kids play with toys in like the living room or in their room, versus Namibia where they don't have any toys, so they had to play like with rocks and with dirt, and that's very unsanitary. And also about bathing, here in the US we have like bathtubs to wash our babies, versus Namibia where the mom would lick the baby to clean them. And also in Mongolia versus the US for the kids, here in the US they're more protected than Mongolia. Over there, the kids can roam free. The kids literally live in like the farmlands over there. They could go outside whenever they want. And also for transportation, here in the US we either have like buses, like public buses, or you can go in your own car. Versus Mongolia where they have like motorcycles, and it's the two parents with the baby in the middle, and that's very unsafe for over there. But like I said, there's different types of baby care around this world. So thank you for watching episode 7. See you next time. Welcome back, moms, to Mommy and Baby Care episode 8. This episode will be the last episode from our entire series. So thank you for hearing us out. And today we'll be talking about the cost of having a baby. For a baby, it can vary, depends on what you want. I have concluded that what I have gotten is about $9,000 a year for the first year, and that's without the delivery process and how much that'll cost you. Versus Lisa, who got like $4,000, and I think what I'm really like hearing is that people either got more expensive like things like cribs. Mine was like about $800 because I really wanted something like that would last long. And on the other hand, Lisa probably got like something like that's more cheap, that's more like affordable for like young couples. And also, it really depends on how much your baby like eats, drinks, like their food, like the formula, because formula can like vary in price. The one that I chose in Infamil, it's like a yellow goldish can for like about $21 per can, which is like 21 ounces, and it's actually a really good deal because you can literally spend like $20 on just one can, versus this can costs like $16. And also it can vary in what you get your baby. I for one searched on carters.com. they're a really good website if you really want affordable baby clothing. And also you can also go to Target and see what they have there. Also you can also choose to buy different types of clothing. Like you can buy them onesies, you can buy them rompers, you can buy them like pajamas, etc. You can buy the baby many things. And also it really depends on if you want to buy them toys. Toys vary in price. The ones I chose were like $15 to $20, which are really good price for a baby. And also the thing that's going to impact your budget are the crib, the bassinet, the stroller, the car seat, and all of that. all the things for the car and all the things for home are really going to impact your budget. And if you don't have a baby shower, you're going to have to save up money for all of that. Thank you for watching our last episode of Lisa and Josh's podcast, Mommy and Baby Care. Thank you.